This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
What an embarrassment in the Gauteng High Court when Acting Judge Smith actually embarrassed one of the counsels, you know, for using a citation they actually got from AI. What an embarrassment.
What an embarrassment indeed. And you know, Mr. Jones, this is not the only story where AI has exposed just how lazy we've become when it comes to school assignments. And even as adults, you find that we are guilty of using it for certain work projects. And I suppose maybe why it begs the question to say whether AI is helping or destroying our minds. And to have this conversation, we're going to be talking this morning to social media legal expert Lerato Ntwampe. Good morning, Lerato. Are you well?
Doing well. Maralena, I'm embarrassed.
You are embarrassed, dude.
I'm so embarrassed.
I don't know if you're embarrassed because, you know, this person got found out, or if they are using. Because also, maybe you can help me. Because is there really stigma around the use of AI? I know academically, you know, it's shunned upon. They encourage the more original and creative work. I don't know when it comes to the creative projects. And I'm going to confess, I use it to help me think. I put out ideas and structures, and I see what it churns out. And from what it churns out, and then I look at what is more appealing to me, and then I develop that. So I don't know.
So we're talking about like partial dependence and complete dependence.
Lerato, tell us. When should we not be feeling embarrassed and guilty about it?
I think, you know, too much reliance on AI, especially for legal professionals and even, you know, media professionals, can present a risk of professional negligence, because there's a risk of, you know, advancing unsubstantiated arguments, relying on outdated or less authoritative either law or, you know, information. You know, you could find yourself, you know, using information that does not exist, because those are some of the risks of using AI. Unfortunately, AI does hallucinate, where it provides you with, you know, information that seems plausible, but it's actually inaccurate and misleading. And this can obviously, you know, exist in making up case law that doesn't exist, incorrect citations that contribute to misinformation. There's also certain biases that, you know, AI comes with, because, you know, humans develop AI. The AI can reflect their biases, you know, which results in discrimination, skewed outcomes, and other social consequences. So I think the other risk that, you know, AI has is the fact that people are not transparent and open. You know, they're not disclosing that they're actually using AI, and then they're exposed later, which erodes trust. Especially when you're working with certain professionals. I also think it weakens ethics, you know, threatening academic integrity as well as creativity, because if you're going to rely too much on AI, you also lose that human influence, you know, and your ability to reason critically, you know, and also that emotional expression sometimes is lost, because AI, unfortunately, can't translate nuances, which sometimes are necessary in specific contexts.
Knowing everything that you've said, maybe briefly as we wrap up, what should I be careful of? What should I be on the lookout for when I'm using AI in any capacity, whether it's for you know, academic work, whether it's for professionally? What should I be looking out for?
Firstly, don't rely too much on AI. I think, you know, have a structure, have some sort of points that you think through, you know, and just use AI to sort of help you, you know, advance that. And also be honest if you are using AI, you know, just as you would with your other sources, also do cite that you use AI. Check AI's work, you know, to mitigate any hallucinations, especially when, you know, it's used in a context where you need to provide, you know, precision and accuracy. You need to be able to check the work. So double check by, the AI generated information with trusted sources, consult with other people, whether they're experts in the field, and recognize that the AI, has limitations, of the tools, especially for us in Africa. You know, it's very difficult because we're not seeing a lot of the AI models being built here in South Africa. So a lot of the information that we get is in, other countries, which might not, translate how we do things or the South African context or the African context. So also know how to, spot misinformation and disinformation so that you're able to verify the authenticity of the information before actually acting on it. And also just rely on human, oversight to just review and validate the accuracy. Because as I mentioned, AI unfortunately does hallucinate and it will give you what you need, especially on crunch time when you're like, oh, I just need that one case. So that will just, and then it will give you what you want because it senses the urgency. So it will create information that doesn't exist. And then, Gerona, as a profession, we are embarrassed.
Oh, I know. Lerato, we'll leave it here for today. Have an amazing day. We'll catch up with you whenever an opportunity comes up. That's social media legal expert, Lerato Ntwambi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.